This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years I would ask my attendings, I'm like, you know, are diabetics more prone to getting cancer? Because they have a weaker immune system. So if they have a weaker immune system, they're going to be more at risk for their cells changing. And when I was in training, I can't tell you how many people said, no, diabetes and cancer are not linked. And I'm like, okay, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I think diabetics are at higher risk, especially since the majority of people in my family had diabetes, and those who didn't have a heart attack got cancer. So I just, as a kid, knew never to get diabetes, and it was called like the diabetes. You know, some families, it's like, yeah, I got the gout. Yeah, I got the diabetes. And so I never wanted to get the diabetes because I thought the diabetes was going to give me a heart attack or cancer. And it looks like I was right, which is, you know, kind of rare when it comes to medicine because I didn't really know much, you know, as a young student. And unfortunately, we've heard for years that diabetes will double your chance of liver cancer, pancreas cancer, endometrial cancer, colorectal cancer, breast cancer, bladder cancer. But get this, pancreatic cancer, it doesn't. In fact, and I don't want to put my license behind this one, but they say diabetics seem to get less prostate cancer. I want to look into that because that's kind of cool. But I know guys are like, well, good, because I definitely want prostate cancer, so, you know, bring on the beer. No, hold on with that one. But basically, colorectal cancer, breast cancer, endometrial cancer, bladder cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, big risk, big increased risk. So a study came out yesterday. The study came out a little while ago, but the media covered it yesterday on why diabetes causes cancer. And so they think basically what happens is the sugar affects your DNA. And it can damage your DNA such that when your body needs to find damaged DNA and fix it, the diabetes messes with that too. So it messes with it on two fronts, which is why sometimes you're at a lot higher risk for a cancer than others. Because, you know, with cancer, you know, a lot of cells change. You know, we have cells that turn cancers all the time. That's nothing new. But our body is supposed to fight it, knock it out, fix it. And so when they see cells go rogue, they kill those cells. And if your immune system is down, then you're not going to kill the cells that go rogue. But what was interesting about this study is they actually found that it would modify DNA bases. They call them adducts in tissue cultures. It saw how blood sugar can actually screw with your DNA. Now, a lot of you guys are like, wow, you know, I read a medical study. You want to know why I don't read a medical study? Okay, let me read this to you. This is like one sentence in the medical study. Indeed, they found a DNA adduct called N2-1-carboxyethyl-2-deoxyguanosine, or CEDG, that occurred more frequently in diabetic models than in normal cells or mice. What's more, see, they make it sound exciting to us, high glucose levels interfered with the cell's process for fixing it. Now, that was basically as brought down to my level of reading as possible. If I read to you from the regular study, you would be like, okay, I don't know what the hell she just read. And that's how I feel. I actually do have the real study here. Oh, my God. If you guys want to fall asleep, oh, this is fantastic. If you want to fall asleep, they have a lot of fancy. I don't think I want to read it. I know my producer doesn't want to fall asleep. So anyway, these science journals are kind of like reading molasses. It's not really easy to do. But yeah, I read one. Yeah, it's so proud of me. Okay, so what does that mean for you? Don't get diabetes. We talked about diabetes a lot on the show. it's a lot in your control. In my family, both sides get diabetes. And so, you know, I have a sweet tooth. But what has staved off diabetes for me for now, thank God, is I exercise like crazy. I know it doesn't look it, but I do. So if I do eat a chocolate chip cookie, which, by the way, can I just say it's like the best dessert out there, just chocolate chip cookie. And not chewy chips, Ahoy. I don't like those. I like the Toll House where the cookies come out, you know, and they're hot. And the chocolate is like, it's just starting to melt, but it's not too hot where you can eat it. Because if it's too hot, you can't eat it. And then it's really soft. So when you dig in, you're just like in a feather bed of like a down comforter of chocolate and cookie dough. It's delicious. I like my cookies slightly undercooked. They're so yummy. I know you get salmonella. I know. You got to be careful with that. But still, I love that. That's like, okay, the best. So anyway, you know, what you got to do is you got to make sure you have less sugar coming down the pike. If you have less sugar coming down the pike, your body has an easier chance of getting that sugar into the cells or into the, let's say, rooms of the hallway. And so in terms of, you know, preventing cancer and preventing heart disease and preventing stroke and preventing blindness, okay, the common denominator in all of that is having less sugar. Now, a lot of things turn to sugar. Your fruits turn to sugar. Your breads turn to sugar. What you want to do is you want to pick your good sugars because your body needs sugar. It needs sugar. If you don't have sugar, you die. So I would rather you eat like a raspberry or a boysenberry or a blueberry. It's not as sweet. It has a lower glycemic index, but that's a much safer fruit than a grape or a cantaloupe or a watermelon. Those are more sugary. Like orange juice. Okay, people are like, well, you know, I'm having my orange juice, so I'm getting my fruits and vegetables. Orange juice has a lot of sugar. Okay, so now you have orange and juice. That's why, you know, it's kind of been a fallacy that if you drink vegetable juice and fruit juice, you're healthy. There's more sugar than you started with, so don't go there. Breads. You do need fiber, otherwise you don't poop. You have to have fiber. You have to. Fiber has been proven to be healthy. Okay, but you can't be eating Wonder White. Okay, so you gotta kinda, you know, eat, you know, fiber, things like that. And those are healthier sugars. Those are sugars that your body knows how to break down. Your body isn't really, really good with chocolate chip cookie sundaes with hot fudge and strawberry topping and then the chocolate crust stuff and the whipped cream and the maraschino cherries. Your body doesn't do well with that. Your body also doesn't really do well with Jack and Cokes. Okay, Jack and Cokes, the body doesn't know how to metabolize that sugar. So you'll see that those people that eat fruits and vegetables don't seem to get diabetes as easily as somebody who's an alcoholic or somebody who, you know, eats like crap. So, yeah. All right. That's diabetes and cancer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the hearing has begun in the Jeffrey Epstein case, even though Jeffrey Epstein has committed suicide, allegedly, according to the coronary report he did, and is now not able to face judgment. Accusers, though, still want their day in court, and I don't blame them. His net worth, I'm seeing anywhere from $77 million to, somebody said that his net worth was in the billions. And so there's money there. Now, I'm not sure, I think his brother is, I think he signed a will where he gave everything to his brother. And, Jeffrey Epstein's net worth is obviously up for, discussion. because of all the women he accused and the sex trafficking charges and child porn charges that are still there. He was charged with sex trafficking conspiracy, and his total assets were about $559 million as of June 30th. $56.5 million in cash, $14.3 million in fixed income, $112 million in equities, and nearly $195 million in hedge funds and private equities. Plus, he has a whole bunch of real estate holdings. So, before he died, allegedly, he had transferred everything not to... I don't even know if he had kids. I think his brother. And so, and at that point, you now, when you go into this case with the accusers, when we go into how is it going to be divided up? You know, does whoever in his will, I mean, I'm kind of surprised that all of a sudden he had a new will, you know, but I don't know if that's even, you know, has been able to be confirmed. But basically the accusers, one said she was sexually abused by him, called him a coward for his suicide because it robbed herself and all the other victims of our day in court. From what I understand, though, again, they'll still be able to sue for the estate. But, you know, when somebody's wronged you, you know, sometimes you want to still, you want them alive long enough for you to wrong them back, you know, but, or not even wrong them back, but, you know, be able to see them sorry. You know, the woman, Jeffrey Epstein sexually abused her for years. Her name was Courtney Wilde. She said in U.S. District Court of Manhattan. And she says, I feel very angry and sad, and justice has never been served in this case. There were about 24 Epstein accusers that spoke. Another one said, Jeff Epstein robbed myself and all the other victims of our day in court to confront him one by one, and for that he is a coward. One accuser said, I cannot say I am pleased he committed suicide, but I am happy he will never have the opportunity to hurt anyone else. Another accuser, Sarah Ransom, urge prosecutors to please, please finish what you started. We all know he did not act alone. We are all survivors, and the pursuit of justice should not abate. Another accuser said, I did not feel good to wake up that morning and hear he allegedly committed suicide. I still feel like I'm learning the ways he impacted me. A third woman who didn't give her name said, I think that many of us will never heal with what happened to us. And he was a villain. As destructive as that relationship was, and as much of a villain as we created him to be, based on the facts, we've created him to be a villain, but he's a complex villain. So Epstein was 66 years old. Apparently he was accused of child sex trafficking by prosecutors. Said he had sexually exploited many minor girls from the years 2002 to 2005 at his residencies in Manhattan and Florida. And there were other conspirators who helped bring the girls, find the girls. They provided the stream of these young girls. And so apparently the case against him was first tried years ago. He had been charged and I believe served 13 months in jail for a prostitution-related charge. And then he went free after that. So apparently there was a British socialite who was the daughter of Robert Maxwell. And I guess... I'm not going to go into that story, but basically they start bringing up people, including Ghislaine, who I think was a partner of Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not going to go into the story. Some of them are really, really sad that were being seen, but that they're disclosing. But there were other people that apparently were involved. You've heard their names in the media. And so these are people that are also going to be, I guess, sued. Are gone after, but they don't have the money like Jeffrey Epstein. So it's interesting because, you know, we hear of these horrific crimes, and like that guy, I don't even want to give him the term gentleman, but the one that had those three girls that he had locked up as sex slaves and would rape them for years, got one pregnant, killed the baby, or beat her pregnant abdomen until she miscarried. He committed suicide before he could, you know, they could have their day in court with him as well. And so, you know, let's just kind of talk about that for a second here. You know, Jeffrey Epstein was supposed to be on suicide watch. They say the two guards, right, who were at fault that night were overworked and working double shifts or long shifts or whatever. There were all these excuses being spewed out. Apparently, the two guards were put on leave. I don't know if they were just scapegoats or if they really messed up or if somebody got paid off. I don't know. But, you know, as much as I think the death penalty may be warranted in certain cases, I do like the idea of somebody who got in trouble to face the music. And, you know, being able to kill themselves or body double or whatever the conspiracy of the day is on him allowed him an out. Now, again, if he is dead, he's dead. So he didn't win by any means. He's dead. But for people to have some sort of closure with this, you want to know that the person that who did this to you is at least sorry. Not all of us want revenge. You know, I mean, the person that hurt me, I really don't want revenge. You know, I just want to make sure he doesn't do it again. And I, you know, I'm mad. But, I mean, for me, in my religion, I'm like, you know, I just don't want to wish harm on anybody. You know, I just, you know, I should have said something back then, and I didn't, you know, because I was scared, you know, for a variety of reasons, and so I didn't. And, you know, when I get mad at somebody, you know, I don't want them hurt, but I want to prove them wrong. I want to prove that they didn't hurt me and that I was able to excel anyway. And so to me, that's the best revenge. You know, we talked about this. When somebody dumps you, or you're in a relationship that's bad, and you leave, and you're going through distraught because, you know, you're embarrassed that the relationship ended, or you're embarrassed that, you know, the relationship didn't go well, or a divorce, or whatever, the best thing you could do is succeed. All right? Somebody dumps you, you really cared about them, show them that you're doing better without them. Maybe they'll care, maybe they won't, but who cares? They're done. You know, there's a lot of oppressive people, there's a lot of oppressive places of work, and you need to show that you flourish without them. And it's the best revenge to me out there. Now, unfortunately, that's not enough for what these women went through, because that was rough. And I think they should get a payout. If he made all this money, they should get the money. Hands down, absolutely. Should they get all of it? I don't know. You know, that's like we're going to be talking about the Johnson & Johnson case. You know, how do you put a price tag on that? There's, you know, no amount of money that's going to make that better. But if, you know, they're able to use that money for, you know, therapy and help, and, you know, if they're having trouble keeping jobs because they were, you know, consistently raped and, you know, molested and not able to, you know, face themselves or build up the confidence or get a career that they wanted, there's a monetary amount on that. So, you know, I hope these women do get, you know, at least some sort of justice. But it is very frustrating when the person who wronged you isn't around. And, you know, and just knowing that he's dead isn't enough. You know, and then the next question is, you know, do they have a right to his estate? You know, or did he die before the judgment? And let's say whoever now, you know, is in charge of the money is it their fault? So, like, for example, let's say you had a family member and that family member died and you ended up getting a will and you get the money, et cetera, and then something comes out where that person did wrong and they want funds. If those funds went to you, do you have to pay it? You know, that's where it gets a little legally, you know, muddled. So we'll see what happens with this. But my guess is the estate will be in the control of of somebody, and they'll be able to hopefully disperse funds. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coalition of 20 Democratic attorney generals announced on Monday they are suing to block the administration's new rules that allow for immigrant families who are in the United States illegally to be detained while deportation hearings are taking place. Acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan discusses what this means on Fox News.
The new FLORS regulation, not only does it meet the FLORS settlement agreement parameters, it actually exceeds them for the care that we will provide in these residential centers for these children. In addition to that, it actually will make sure that the families are held together.
Tropical Storm Dorian is on the march toward Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has been declared. The storm is currently packing sustained winds of 50 miles an hour and is expected to be a hurricane as it passes over Puerto Rico late Tuesday or Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Johnson & Johnson is going to appeal the 572, 3, or 574. Every media outlet has a different, but either way, it's a hell of a lot of money. $572 million judgment for its part in the Oklahoma opioid addiction crisis. So Johnson & Johnson has to right now pay $572 million, which is much better than the $17.1 billion that was sought originally. But now it's just one of many that they're probably going to be hit with. Now, according to the CDC, almost 400,000 overdose deaths occurred in the U.S. from 1999 to the year 2017. And that ends up to be about 22,200 a year. So 22,000, about 20,000 people dying each year, that's on average. It's a lot. It's a lot. Since the year 2000, so over the last 19, almost 20 years, 6,000 people in Oklahoma have died from opioid overdoses. So 300 people a year have died in Oklahoma. Again, 300 too many. Okay, I mean, you know, each year nobody should die of an opioid crisis. But those are the numbers we're looking at in Oklahoma. And the reason why I'm stressing Oklahoma is because that's just one state that's sued. And one part of the state that's sued. All right, we are going to be looking at a slew of lawsuits that is going to hit Johnson & Johnson as well as multiple other companies. Now, earlier this year, Oklahoma settled with OxyContin maker Purdue for $270 million and Teva for $85 million. So Johnson & Johnson was the lone defendant. Johnson & Johnson wanted to fight it. Now, why is Johnson & Johnson involved if they make Band-Aids and baby powder and things like that? Well, Johnson & Johnson's involved because apparently they, from what I understand, they have poppy fields in Tanzania. And they provide 60% of the opium needed for the opioids by drug makers here in our country. And they also own Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Janssen Pharmaceuticals makes synthetic fentanyl. So if those 300 people that died each year from fentanyl, Johnson & Johnson is involved. But they're not saying that. So the case, it was a seven-week non-jury trial. Lawyers for the state argued that Johnson & Johnson carried out a years-long marketing campaign that minimized the addictive painkillers' risks and promoted their benefits. The state's lawyers had called Johnson & Johnson an opioid kingpin and argued that its marketing efforts created a public nuisance because doctors overprescribed the drugs. Now, again, as a doctor, this really scares the hell out of me because that means they're going to start going after doctors. And remember, doctors were being sued for not managing people's pain. If somebody was in severe pain, they sued, and I don't blame them for suing. If a doctor wouldn't help them with their pain, that's how it was in the 90s and 2000s. Now, doctors are going to be at risk for being sued because they help with people's pain. So Johnson & Johnson vigorously denied the wrongdoing, according to BCC. They argued that their marketing claims had scientific support and that the Duragesic patch and the Nucynta made up a tiny fraction of the opioids that were prescribed in Oklahoma. Now, Judge Tad Balkman of Cleveland County District Court in Norman, Oklahoma, said prosecutors had demonstrated that Johnson & Johnson contributed to a public nuisance because they used deceptive promotion of their highly addictive prescription painkillers. They said those actions compromised the health and safety of thousands of Oklahomans. The opioid crisis is an imminent danger and menace to Oklahomans. So they're going to use the payment for the care and treatment of opioid addicts. Now, from what I understand, there's a lot of people that, a lot of departments or entities that wanted the money as well, feeling they were wronged. And from what I understand, some of them purposely stayed out of this court case so that they could sue Johnson & Johnson separately in an Oklahoma court. So there is now some debate on where the money goes. Right now, though, the judge wants it to go for the care and treatment of opioid addicts. Now, again, who's going to administer that care? The state? Private institutions? Who? So now plaintiffs have over 2,000 opioid lawsuits planning to go to trial in Ohio. Unless, of course, the parties can reach a settlement. So, how did Johnson & Johnson defend itself, according to the BBC? Well, the company said that since 2008, its particular painkillers only accounted for less than 1% of the U.S. market. They said the decision of this case is flawed. The state failed to present evidence that the company's products or actions caused a public nuisance in Oklahoma. This judgment is a misapplication of public nuisance law and has already been rejected by judges in other states. So the lawyer representing Johnson & Johnson, Sabrina Strong, said we have sympathy for all who suffer from substance abuse, but Johnson & Johnson did not cause the opioid abuse crisis here in Oklahoma or anywhere in this country. We do not believe that the facts or the law support the decision today. We have many strong grounds for appeal, and we intend to pursue those vigorously. So the company wants the fine to be put on hold because now it's going through the appeal process, and that could last through 2021. So the attorney general said Johnson & Johnson will financially be held accountable for the thousands of deaths and addictions caused by their actions. And again, I got to tell you, okay, look, I don't like, the addictive properties or narcotics, but I got to tell you, man, and again, I'm not feeling sorry for Johnson & Johnson, but I'm a little disturbed by the process where if their drugs did not cause deliberately the opioid deaths, do they really need to be is this a witch hunt? And I get nervous because let's talk about Jack Daniels. A lot of people like Jack or Crown Royal, Sky Vodka, Grey Goose. I don't know how many drunk driving deaths happen. Beer, Coors, Miller, Budweiser, Corona. And they could say alcohol companies promote that they're refreshing, that you deserve it after work. And then if there's a drunk driving accident or people killed by drunk drivers, does the alcohol industry get sued? And then which alcohol industry? Which one? Well, if 1% of the alcohol-related deaths were from Corona, is it fair that Corona has to pay the millions of dollars to cover the drunk driving deaths? You see? Right now, unfortunately with law, there's a lot of, even though the juries aren't supposed to be swayed by what's in the media, right now it's all about going after the pharmaceutical companies with the opioid crisis. 300 people died each year in Oklahoma, which again, is too many. Nobody should die. But that's still less than what other people are dying of. Okay, what about heart disease? If 1% of the time these people ate at fast food who died of heart disease, do fast food companies have to pay the millions of dollars? Where there's a difference is they're saying, well, opioids are addictive. Well, so is sugar. Sugar's addictive. Fatty foods that you could get at a whim, very cheap and easy, could be addictive. In court, you can make a case for anything. And so where I worry is what's next. If a nurse gave a narcotic and was the one that injected the narcotic into the IV in the hospital, are nurses going to be liable if that person left the hospital and wanted more narcotics? Well, the nurse gave it because the doctor ordered it. Well, the doctor ordered it because he heard from a pharmaceutical company. Well, the pharmaceutical company is tertiarily out of it there. So then where's the secondary and the primary? Now they could be sued. So this lawsuit is one of many to come. And whether the company has the money or not, the average pharmaceutical company right now is saying, you want to know what? To hell with the generics, to hell with the brand name. Let's just stay out of narcotics completely. It's not worth it. And I am so worried that there's not going to be enough painkillers for you or I when we need them. No one's going to want to prescribe them because they think they're going to be sued or fined. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. So making the news this week is we allegedly have the first death from vaping. It was a gentleman in Illinois. He had recently vaped. ended up being hospitalized with severe respiratory illness and died a few days back. That was according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. And as of last Thursday, there were no deaths from vaping. There were multiple illnesses being reviewed and investigated, but no death. So Melanie Arnold, the department's health information officer, says this is the first death of an individual in Illinois who has been hospitalized for severe respiratory illness with reported vaping e-cig use. Now, that's very carefully worded if you see that. It's the first death in a person where there was reportedly e-cig vaping use. That terminology right there now opens up for there to be actually multiple more deaths to be counted. Because a lot of people who have died of respiratory illness, and people die every day, if any one of them had ever vaped, now we might have to go back and find out if that could have contributed to it, especially if they vaped before that. Now, how we filter out, you know, it down to that is if somebody had COPD because they chronically smoke cigarettes and marijuana and things like that, then maybe they're like, well, maybe marijuana caused it, which we really don't see that much. We usually see regular cigarettes and tobacco being the biggest culprit. So, or if they had, you know, interstitial lung disease, or if they had sarcoidosis or pulmonary fibrosis or something else, you know, but if you have overall a healthy person and they went into respiratory disease and nobody got a history of them vaping, that history is going to now be obtained. And if the family goes, yeah, they vaped, we might actually start seeing numbers rise. But right now, officially, because now people are asking, we have one. It's a shame. It's tragic. Now, they say Illinois health officials did not say whether an autopsy was completed to determine the cause and manner of their death. It is unclear if the individual had any pre-existing conditions. So in order to protect the identity of the affected individual, additional information is not being provided at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. But it made news that we might have one death so far due to the vaping crisis. And it is a crisis. We call it a crisis when we have a bunch of people doing it that shouldn't be doing it, including kids. So the number of cases reported to the Illinois Department of Public Health of people who have used e-cigs or vaped and have been hospitalized with respiratory symptoms has now doubled in the past week because now people are reporting it more. So according to Dr. Ngozi Aziki, the severity of illness people are experiencing is alarming, and we must get the word out that using e-cigs and vaping can be dangerous. We requested a team from the CDC to help us investigate these cases, and they arrived in Illinois on Tuesday. Now, a total of 22 people in Illinois, ranging from 17 to 38 years old, have experienced respiratory illness after using e-cigs or vaping, and that's just Illinois alone. Now they're looking at 12 more cases. So in Virginia, we have at least three people in Virginia having suffered lung illness related to vaping. They say officials with the Virginia Department of Health have confirmed three cases. More are also under investigation. Why? Well, they reported vaping in the weeks to months before they got sick. So what are they getting? What are the symptoms? Well, they're getting a gradual onset of cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, starts getting worse over a period of days or weeks. And then when they can't breathe, they have to go to the hospital. But what's interesting is some of them are reporting vomiting, diarrhea, and fatigue. So that, to me, sounds like nicotine toxicity. So Virginia is now joining a growing list of states where vaping-related illnesses have been reported. And so right now the CDC is looking at over 150 cases. They have launched a formal investigation now. And University of Pennsylvania researchers claim that one recent study has found that the cigarette e-cigs, just even one, can alter a person's blood vessels after the first use. So we have a lot of issues. We have the flavorings. We have the nicotine. We have people using their e-cig cartridges for marijuana. We have, you know, the toxic chemicals that can be converted during the combustion of the heat. We have the metal coil leaking metals, toxic metals, into the vaping. And so as you guys can tell, I am not a fan. Okay? By the way, now the number is 193 potential cases. We're looking at almost over 200 cases now of vaping injuries. Many of the cases also include tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC active component in cannabis. So right now we're looking at California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, and Wisconsin, with additional states pending verification that they're having issues. So what you're going to see over the next few weeks are hospitals being asked to report any of their patients. Now somebody has to ask. See, EHR, electronic medical records, don't have the vaping, a lot of times they don't have a vaping category. It was, do you smoke? Do you drink? And I think vaping needs to be included. I taught medical students to include it. And so they can't go back and run, you know, data sets and Excel sheets and things like that. They can't get their analyses because there's no little box to click for vaping. Now, some of the EHRs are starting to add it, and then everybody has to upload and do a software update, et cetera. But right now, if anybody vapes, it means somebody has to actively ask them and then write it in or type it in. So we don't have the data, but we need to. So my guess is hopefully EHRs are now, the electronic medical records are now converting over, allowing a vaping box to be there. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second here, okay? You know, is this a witch hunt also? You know, I mean, we don't like big tobacco. We don't like that big tobacco went to vaping. We have these now big vaping companies. You know, are we really now going to be spending all this money to change electronic medical records and, you know, the way we do our histories and, you know, why are we just concentrating on vaping? And mind you, I agree with that. You know, I worry about the witch hunt we're doing with the opioid crisis. You know, I don't want a witch hunt either, but I am sick and tired of people saying that vaping is safe. Okay, it's not safe. It might be safer than tobacco, but I am not going to say it's safe, right? It's like, you know, eating three pieces of chocolate cake or eating one piece of chocolate cake. All right, maybe the one piece of chocolate cake is safer than eating three pieces of chocolate cake, but, you know, you're still eating chocolate cake. Getting, you know, doing shots or doing multiple shots. You know, you're still doing shots. So we need to change the conversation about this being safe to, it might be something you could temporarily, and I with a capital T, to get off smoking, but it should be nothing that you're doing long term. But I get it. You are able to get your nicotine, right, rather than the tobacco. I mean, it was a brilliant idea. If tobacco is bad for you, and nicotine doesn't seem that bad, even though we knew in medical school nicotine is bad too, why don't we give you a mechanism where you could get your nicotine in and you'll feel just like you're smoking? And again, in their defense, vaping companies might have gotten some people off smoking. There may be smokers out there that are afraid to say it, that say, look, I quit because I vaped. The problem is we have people who would have never even touched a cigarette now vaping and addicted to these vaping cartridges. So we have a whole generation now, a new generation of Generation Zers, who are vapers, who probably would have never put a cigarette in their mouth. And that's the problem. So the bad is outweighing any good. And so we need to stop talking about the good. But, you know, are we going to have people then just go back to regular cigarettes? You know, if it's going to be so hard to get a vape pen, are people just going to go back to cigarettes? I don't know. People like to stick something in their mouth and get a kick. They do. That's, you know, that's what needs to be addressed. Yeah, we have pills and things like that, but people don't like to take a pill. They like the habit of putting something in their mouth. So, it's tricky. Now, one man died from an exploding e-cig. So, we actually have had a couple people die from e-cig explosions. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.